coverage of the CONIFA World Football Cup in London on Energy FM with Organic Roofing Solutions. Like Ellen Bannon, we have plenty of more in Asbury. Pride and passion in all of our roofing work. Contact Mick today for your free quotation on 242-118. Come on, you Manx.
Boosted a lot of confidence in myself when I got selected. When Malcolm sent me that message, and spoke when yeah. I spoke to Malcolm early in the year, and I got that message about it, saying I was being considered, and if I accepted, you know, I could be selected to go for the CONIFA tournament, and instantly it was like a yes.
Yeah.
And after that, I was then told that I'll be selected to play against Eddie Yorkshire, who formed a new international side, and you know, I definitely found out playing in that Yorkshire game, when I received a lot of abuse, how calm I was able to be throughout that. I know it's all banter at the end of the day, but it just showed
It was vociferous in Yorkshire. You got to, you know, you take Dean away for his first time. It's not just a crowd, but you've got blue flares going off, so the smoke flares going off at the same time.
Yeah.
He is getting so much abuse from behind the goal. I mean, even Rick Holden, where he went on now, I mean, he's from Yorkshire. Yeah. He went on, and the abuse he got, absolutely floored you. I mean, they were a passionate Yorkshire crowd. After the game, as Dean said, absolutely no issues, no problems. But during that game, we were treated as a proper away mm-hmm. team. I mean, it brought back memories of my early days at Elland Road when, the Leeds fans were notorious.
Yeah.
They were similar. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. There may have only been 600 or 700, but at times it felt like it was thousands. It was crazy.
Like when we got back from the trip, and I was looking on the Twitter feed as well, I seen on Twitter, and I seen there someone mentioned saying that they had a lot of respect for the goalkeeper,
was
me.
Yeah.
And saying that there was the amount of abuse he received, and how he didn't stand up to it. Didn't react to it. And then I seen a comment reply to us saying he got a clap from us at the end of the game though, didn't he? So you just see how, like, to me, it's just banter.
It's 90 minutes. They're there. I mean, supporters, and you've seen it, and you know, Borough fans, your support is an important part of your team performance. Yeah. We don't often see it that much over here, but across.
Yeah, it's the whole 12th man kind of thing.
It is the 12th man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, their job is to put the other team off, isn't it? That's what they're for.
Yeah.
So, you know, but it's just unusual. You know, we want to be everybody's friend. what appeared to want to kill us.
With that
in fact, you actually got threatened, didn't you?
I had a few death threats as well.
Yeah, you had some death threats during the match.
I had a few. I don't want to repeat.
No, let's not do that before.
But there's that penalty that Yorkshire had, I think.
Oh, that you saved, he saved the penalty in the first 10 minutes.
Which would have been their first goal, but I saved it. But just as they were trying to put me off so much behind the goal, you just learn to block it out.
But I guess it can work two ways, can't it? It can flatten somebody and just, mm-hmm. Or they can thrive off it and build and.
Yeah, all I did was just smile.
Smiled and ignored them the whole game, which was brilliant. I mean, to see, when you think back to it now, it was, I mean, that match, from a media point of view, we'd never seen anything like it, JP. I mean, you get it on your Monaco trips and all that with all these fancy cameras around. We turned up there and there must have been 15 to 20 main media outlets filming. And it's like, oh, we thought we were just coming to play, you know, a game against Yorkshire. And, you know, we were getting interviewed by Channel 4 News and
BBC was there.
BBC,
Sky Sports
just,
were there as well.
Sky Sports, everyone.
Wow.
And it was like, oh, what have we come into? And it was just purely that, I mean, this Yorkshire idea has taken off over there. You know, Yorkshire are actually using their football time team to promote their sort of own identity and actually want to see devolution from the UK or the English Parliament, and they're using the Yorkshire team to send that message out. I didn't realise that Yorkshire people actually saw themselves as being not English. And it was weird to see it, and I mean, obviously I support Leeds, as you know, and I hadn't really noticed that they don't, you know. As I mean, I saw Darren Goff on, of course, another Yorkshire man saying, I'd rather go and watch a Yorkshire match than an England match.
Wow.
And you're thinking, what?
Yeah.
You know, what's going on here? And at times, I suppose, that sort of support, that this is what we also see in Knife, is the source of support that their people give to their teams is immense. It's amazing. And what we got from Sweden was the same in the Alaman. We haven't had that really in the last 4 years. We need to get that back. I mean, for us to survive, we do rely on sponsorship. It is an expensive thing to do. Can Knife pay for everything when we get to London?
Yeah.
But we still got to get off the island. We still got kits to buy. We got the warm-up match, like against Yorkshire. We have to pay for that. So it sponsors it important. If we're not got the profile on the Isle of Man, it's very difficult to raise that. We've been lucky with Organic Roofing Solutions and Organic Construction been massively supportive. Absolute Scaffolding been absolute stars. Mark Gelling, painter and decorator. Hutchinson Construction. John Lovelady. I couldn't ask for more. Sat Systems out of Kurt Michael. Without their source of support, this couldn't carry on. And I'm hoping that if we can get the same sort of thing going on as we did for Sweden, maybe we're going to get the big sponsor that can take us to the next level. I mean, you know, we're talking now, or Knife are talking about World Cups in South America and
India. Yeah, that's a price you do.
For us to get there, I mean, I don't know how we'll
Dubai
achieve
was
it.
Mentioned as
Dubai
well.
As well.
Yeah.
You know, to get to these sort of places,
that's
how we could afford to do it, I just do not know.
That's it, your 23-man squad, coaching staff and things. It's yeah, 400 quid a pop to Dubai, isn't it?
It is.
The absolute cheapest.
And then the kits and all that.
And yeah. The kits and everything else that goes with it. I mean, this trip to London's been brilliant. I mean, the EasyJet, we've managed to do the EasyJet flight to Luton, very, very cheap return. The lads are going just with the kit bag. We're taking a van over on the steam packet, again through a deal through them. They've been great supporters of us, so we can get all the gear down there. So yeah, the travel to London compared to what it normally is has been drastically reduced. I mean, when we went to North Cyprus and what it cost us to get there, I would say it wasn't much different than £15,000-16,000 in total. Whereas this time we're probably a tenth of that to actually get to London, so it's made one heck of a difference. The other thing, which you probably haven't noticed, we've got a new kit for the World Cup, and it's quite a story behind it. We came up with that we wanted somehow through our kit to again promote the Manx culture, and sublimated into the design of the front of the kit is a Lockton sheep head made up of 150 Manx words.
Okay.
That was actually done and designed by Victoria Calderwell, who actually designed that at the same time she was going through the bereavement and the loss of her husband. So a massive thanks to Victoria, who through all that was also putting that together for me.
Looks really nice as well. Yeah. Pardon? It looks really nice.
Oh, it's super.
Very nice.
And already the interest around the world for that kit is amazing. It arrives actually on the island today, and we have got orders from New Zealand, Japan, Brazil, Peru, Uruguay, Canada, Italy, Denmark, Belgium, the UK, Ireland, and believe it or not, a few from the Isle of Man. So again, you know, we're using Ellen Bannon to promote the Isle of Man. I mean, you know,
it's all about brand Isle of Man, isn't it? And that's
it sort of gets to me, and it's one thing that I really would like to see our government get behind is sports people, because sportsmen can, and I think it's a famous saying of Nelson Mandela, break down barriers that governments can't. And there's so many sports people on the Isle of Man that spend a heck of a lot of their own personal money going across to compete, but really are promoting the Isle of Man.
Yeah.
And that should be recognised. And to me, it's quite a cheap form of advertising. it's not putting together. I'm not knocking it. I think video that they did, tourism department at £50,000, but you could damn well promote a lot of sportsmen going off the island for £50,000. We're going down to London. We're going to be seen by many thousand spectators that have bought tickets for the tournament. There's 236 accredited journalists for that. They've set up a cinema for the whole tournament and showing a film from each of the countries. And we're on the first night with Closer to the Edge. Now, all the journalists come to that and we do a question and answer with the media. Now, what would have been nice was us to have had a goodie bag from the Isle of Man with knickknacks, brochures about the Isle of Man to hand out to all these journalists from around the world.
Bought a pack of the Mike's notes, but a bit of Mike's fudge.
Exactly. Yeah. But I brought that up and got nowhere. Yeah. So we've ended up amongst ourselves and the players doing that ourselves now. But there's so much, I think, the island can use its sports people to promote the island, and that's one of the things we try to do.
Right, we'll just take a break there and we'll come back very briefly to just look ahead to the teams taking part in the Kenefa World Cup.